ran upstairs to go grab the brunch menu. Yes, that's right. I said brunch menu from the Zealand Street Market. As they are in this morning for Foodie Friday, presented by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council, which is what's coming your way right now. Want to welcome Miss Stephanie Ferries back and have a guest with you as well. How's it going?
I want to just say beef is for brunch. Beef is for breakfast.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is.
I mean, I think that sometimes pork gets the driver's seat, but, I mean, beef is a good breakfast also.
Complete. Well, with the vitamins, with the nutrients, with the proteins.
Exactly.
Food is fuel. We preach this all the time. Food is fuel. Sometimes we overfill our tanks, but food is fuel. So if you're talking about a great brunch, then it's no shortage of it there.
There you go.
Let's start off with, before we get into what we're doing today, as far as what y'all have brought for us, let's start off with what's going on over at Zealand Street.
Yes,
a lot
sir.
Of movement, a lot of
Well, we've been closed on Tuesdays, and we've been doing a renovation. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to clean it up and make it look presentable because I'm going to nights. I'm going to be doing a soul food upscale restaurant at night. Mm-hmm. But we'll still be doing Zealand Street from 7 to 2.
Okay.
And then we close down and we dress it up. And from 5 to 9 or whenever we'll be open Wednesday through Saturdays.
Pause right there. We'll get back into that in just a second. But let's introduce your guest here. How are you doing?
Good. My name is David Dickensage. I've actually been in Baton Rouge for quite some time. Multiple restaurants. I mean, we can name the list, but neither of those matter. Most people know Momi from Lake Ben 77 or Proverbial, Beausoleil,
cool.
A number of the other restaurants. So,
and you, you're teaming up with Miss Stephanie.
We are Mississippi converts. Both of us came from Mississippi, so mm-hmm. we kind of got that love of food. And we met each other about 6-7 months ago. We had a good vibe going on. So we've created two menus together so far. So him and I collaborated on the brunch menu, and so we also have done the evening menu together.
All right, let's talk about that evening menu. But before we talk about the menu itself, the physical transformation there to go from just the Zealand Street Market that we all know and love so much, close it down, flip the place over. Like, how does that work?
Okay, so what happened was I wanted to do another restaurant, but I didn't want to, I didn't really want to go to another building. Mm-hmm. So I thought if I close at 2, I can basically flip it at night, because if you go up north, you'll have two different businesses in one building. You'll have something in the morning and then a jazz club at night, or a restaurant and, you know, something else at night.
I mean, that's so, very, very prohibition. You know, you're thinking about, like, you know, a cafe in the morning and then, of course, you know,
speakeasy
at night. There you go. So as us, we're both from Mississippi. We're both from hospitality state. And we just think, hey, you know, why would you want to pay more rent or own a different building when you can do something completely different in the same building you have?
Exactly.
You know, okay, so that's kind of where it came from.
That's going to involve some internal logistics, to be sure, for the turnaround. I mean, if you're going a little more upscale, that means what?
You'll have to come see. It's magical.
Okay.
Once it becomes dusk or dawn, we've created a magical, soulful atmosphere. So you'll just come in. You'll be seated. You can have a mixed cocktail. You'll be waited upon. It's full service. Beautiful menu. Nice music. And it's just a totally different atmosphere. You'll see at night.
All right,
I need you to come in and approve it, though.
No, absolutely. I'm there. You know I'm there. You mentioned the mixed cocktail. That's obviously new. Also new was the menu. What could you tell us about the evening menu?
Well, the evening menu is going to be, of course, you know, everybody says it in Baton Rouge, and I've been a part of a lot of restaurants. Everybody's like, oh, we're going to do something that nobody else is doing. Well, this is actually dishes that nobody is actually doing. So we have, like, oxtail soup. We have collard green gumbo. They're like traditional real gumbo. But then we have like a plethora of different soul food dishes, definitely plate in a lot more of an upscale way. Mm-hmm. We see we got new plates. Like you said, if you come to Zealand Street before, you see what we're doing now has been a big transformation. But it's just a really eclectic, fun. But the great part is the type of food makes your soul feel good, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I've been in
what you've been doing for years.
Well, it's on a different level now. Mm-hmm. It's things that I didn't have time for appetizers and things like that. So we have soups, starters, appetizers, plates, and desserts.
Well, the great part about me and Stephanie is we call chefs, we can call business owners, but we're cooks. I mean, we cook food.
Right.
You know, I've been in a restaurant business. I've been in a restaurant business for 31 years, 32 years. November 15th, I started working at Commander's Palace. People can't cook anymore. You got 98% of the restaurants in the city buy their gumbo in a bag. You got 90% of the restaurants buy all their stuff pre-made. And Sysco truck drops the rest of the stuff for people to do. We're here cooking everything from scratch. I tell anybody right now, I challenge you right now, come in the back of Stephanie's kitchen and find one thing that we buy that's pre-made. So that's the main thing. So what is soul food? Soul food is your grandmother breaking up the cast iron skillet that she's cooked the same fried chicken in, or she cooked the same Dutch oven that she made the gumbo in, and cooking the same thing repetitively because it's seasoned, it's weathered, it's things that we've been approved, it's things that we know. And so that's what we're trying to do at Beloved, is to bring back like the creation of food and togetherness. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm a 45-year-old white man, and she's a beautiful black woman, and we're coming together as a unity.
Ebony and ivory.
And that's it. We're black and we're mild, and we're making it happen. And at the end of the day, we just want to cook great food for Baton Rouge, because Baton Rouge people know amazing food. They travel all over the world, but why not have it in their back door?
So Zeeland Street, as far as lunch is concerned, it's always been that touch of love, that touch of like, let me pause my day for just a second, but I got to get back to my day. If I'm hearing y'all right, this is more of like, you've clocked out now.
I'm upfront.
Get the same love, but unwind and enjoy the space.
I will be greeting you outside. I'll be hopefully dressed beautifully. Come out and be your hostess.
You'll definitely have to see what she's done on the inside. The goal too was not to do too much. She didn't want to go too over the top and completely change the vibe. Because at the end of the day, you're still it's Beloved at Zeeland Street. So Zeeland Street is the key. Okay. Without Zeeland Street, there is no Beloved. Beloved could go away. Zeeland Street's been there for 30.
I am a Beloved soul food restaurant for 33 years. Thus came the name.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So walk me through that name a little bit, because you were telling me about it not too long ago.
Well, there's several things. Beloved is in the Bible several times about Beloved. I want you to prosper. I want your soul to prosper. And that's John 3 verse 1 and 2. But also, I got an Instagram message from the mayor telling me that she congratulated me on my 33 years, and I was a Beloved soul food restaurant, and it just started ticking in my name, in my mind, Beloved, soul, love, and that's what I represent, and so I want to be love. I will love you.
With Beloved, I love it. It's we're talking Foodie Friday, presented by the Louisiana Beef Industry Council, so we talk about it all the time, and mentioned it earlier in the segment, food is fuel. And getting the right fuel into your body gets you through the day. As we're talking about Beloved, we're talking about the end of the day as well. But nonetheless, along with the fuel comes the flavor. That's where beef comes in. If you want some recipes, want to trade some tips on your beef preparation, and the whole point of Foodie Friday is not, I mean, we love the restaurants we have in here, and we want you to patronize those restaurants. But we also want you to up your own game in the kitchen. We want you to up your own game on the grill. So you listen to our guests today, and take a little bit of what they're doing and put it into your own foodie game back at home. All right, we got a minute and a half till break. Okay. Within that minute and a half, let's go ahead and move over from the dinner menu to the brunch menu. We'll come back. We'll talk about what we're eating after that. What's on the brunch menu?
Well, right now we have like a southern biscuits and gravy, which we, of course, make all of our biscuits in scratch. We make a tasso and andouille and boudin gravy. We have a southern fried pork chop with collard greens, potatoes, a little red-eye gravy. One of our signature dishes we do is we do a cold smoked roasted chicken wing that we do a walnut and pecan brittle pancakes, then has a pecan brittle compound butter with Tabasco syrup. So it's instead of a play on chicken and waffles, it's chicken and pancakes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome. And no shortage of beef on that.
Yeah, so we also have the brisket Benedict, which you see right here in our spicy sausage sliders, which, you know, if you go to New Orleans, you have that sausage po' boy beef. So this is basically a beef slider for breakfast.
We do have three Benedicts.
Right.
So we classic have Benedict, crab cake Benedict, and then the thing that you love, the brisket. I had to combine it somehow with a biscuit and make it a little bit. So that's what we came up with.
I am eyeing it up already. We're going to get into it during the break. In fact, we're coming up on break. 3 minutes left with David and Miss Stephanie from Zealand Street Market. I keep wanting to put beloved in front of everything now.
That's okay.
I want to like slide that in as
I think that's not really a bad thing though, you know. And that was another thing with her and I when she told me the name. I said, "Well, that's really crazy. It's beloved because my name's David. I'm, you know, I believe in, I don't know if you're allowed to say that, I believe in God very strongly.
It's encouraged here.
So I'm a sinner saved by grace on my arm is that my name is David, which means beloved.
Yes.
You know, beloved by God, you know, because of He didn't care about our transition, our weaknesses. He cared about our strengths. And I think that's where our relationship, that's really where this whole thing started. We had the conversation. We talked about food. I came and saw Zealand Street. I think this is awesome. And we literally talked more about our personal life and, like, our journey and our walk and, like, how we're getting to where we get to. And then all of a sudden, here we are, what, six, seven, was it started in June?
7 months ago.
Yeah, here we are about to open up something that I think is really going to be great for Baton Rouge because it's okay to put the bells and whistles on the wall, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like, if you're cooking really amazing food, people are going to come. They've been doing it for 32 years.
Yeah.
So no. Now we're just, you know, that's the magical thing about the whole situation.
And, yes, sir. In these last 2 minutes before we, and we're going to continue on Facebook Live after we're done on air, but in these last 2 minutes on air, you've been doing this for this long. You know how much I love your brisket, right? So part of the segment is sharing a little bit about what we do. Not the secret, but what's the secret with the brisket?
The secret with the brisket, the cut of meat it is, it's kind of tough with muscles. So you got to break the muscles down somehow. Most people over-smoke it on their smoker too long. Mm-hmm. So we tend to bake it first.
Okay.
You bake it first. Let it cool. Do whatever you want to do. Cut it. And then put it on the smoker with a little of the broth that came off of it when you baked it. So, and that is what makes it moist.
Okay, so the baking breaks it down. The smoker adds the flavor.
Correct.
Okay, easy piece. See, we're all about upping your food game at
home.
There
you go.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you think about it, it's the same thing. It's like braising meat at the end of the day. You want to break down the fat content in order to be tender.
Perfect.
And then you just throw something in the smoker and think it's going to break down the fat. It doesn't. No. I mean, it breaks down a little bit, but it still leaves a lot of cartilage meat in there.
Mm-hmm.
So her roasting it ahead of time and then smoking it kind of gives you that tenderness.
Which is inevitably going to lead to me buying a lot of brisket and then cursing because I can't get it right. Zealand Street Market, you've known it. You've loved it for years. Now, Beloved is here, 5 to 9 p.m. What days of the week?
Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through
Saturday.
And
if you ask for more, we may have to give you more.
And then brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 2.
10 till 2. Y'all know where to find them. They're on Zealand Street, the corner of Perkins and Zealand. Miss Stephanie, David, thank y'all so much for coming in today. We're going to dive in. I don't like to eat on air.
Okay.
So we're going to dive in on Facebook. It doesn't sound good.
He doesn't.
Chewing and whatnot.
And we'll tell you about it later.
Yeah. And the eyes roll back in the head, the whole thing. We're all done on the air. Stick around on Facebook Live. We got a couple more minutes to go as we review the food that we're eating this morning.